It is 7:26, and you know what that means. Time, once again, for us to get into the Word of God, as we do every day at this time, to give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started out right. And joining us this morning from First Presbyterian Church of Maumee, Pastor Jason Armstrong in with us. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're good. We're good.
Good.
Thanks so much for coming in, and we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart this morning.
All right. Well, what he's laid on my heart is to go to the book of Luke with y'all. Our church has been going through the book of Luke. This week I'm going to talk some on the pieces that we've had in sermons, and if anybody wants to go check out more about what I'm saying here, they can go to our YouTube channel and they'll find more information and sermons on these passages, but I wanted to briefly bring some to you this week, so that's where we'll be. And this morning I wanted to go into Luke 2, start pretty much in the beginning or close to the beginning of the book, and this is a story where Joseph and Mary are taking the baby Jesus to Jerusalem to be consecrated, be brought back to God, to be promised to God as their oldest son. And there's a man, Simeon, there who has been moved by the Holy Spirit to talk to them and to grab Jesus and hold him and make some announcements about him. And I wanted to read a little bit of scripture to you today about that. So we are in Luke 2, 29 through 32, and then I'll read just a little bit more after that. So Simeon says, as he's holding the baby Jesus, who's 8 years old, we have to remember this sometimes, Jesus was 8 years old with that eight-year-old cry. He's a little one. Simeon says this about him. Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. He's talking about himself. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation of the Gentiles and a glory to your people Israel. So imagine being Mary and Joseph and hearing Simeon, who's been moved by the Holy Spirit to proclaim that this baby that you've just had, this baby that's 8 years old, is the salvation of people. Not just the people of Israel, but as Simeon says, the revelation to all Gentiles. So this is the Savior that was promised. This is the Savior that is to come now. This baby is going to be the one to do that. I always try to put myself in Mary and Joseph's frame of mind and think that would be a pretty mind-blowing thing. So that's a really awesome thing that he just so told them. They got to be just marveled by that. Actually, my Bible even says they were marveled at what was said about Jesus. But then Simeon goes to Mary and says one other thing. And this is found in verse 34 through 35. This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. So we go from this revelation that Jesus is going to be the Savior of all people, the salvation that they've been looking for, and then we get brought down a little bit, like some really hard things are going to happen in that. But what I thought about today to kind of apply this to a Monday when we're all kind of maybe dragging a little bit after having a good day yesterday in the sun, is to remember the gloriousness of that proclamation that Simeon first makes, that Jesus is the one. He is the one that saves all people, the Jews and the Gentiles, and we have that promise as Christian people that can't be taken away. But also to remember that no matter what circumstances come as Christian people, we know that difficulties will come. He proclaims that even about Jesus. So that no matter what happens, and no matter what the difficulties that we face today and we face the rest of this week, we do have that promise of salvation in Christ and live with that hope, no matter what circumstances you find yourselves in.
That's a good word for us. Would you go ahead and pray for our listeners?
Sure. This morning? Lord, thank you for this Monday. Thank you for another day to glorify you, to be your servants here on earth, to be your agents of hope and restoration for people and representing you. We pray that no matter what circumstances people find themselves in today, whether they're having a really good day or they're having a bad day, whether they're propped up or where they're challenged by life and by people, that they remember that they have hope, they have eternal salvation, they have the promise that is the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Jason Armstrong joining us from First Presbyterian Church of Maumee. And Pastor, tell us about First Presbyterian.
Well, First Presbyterian is in our 201st year.
Woo-hoo!
Wow.
So we're really, really excited about that. And we've been really focused on missions in our community and around the world lately. I talked about the YouTube channel. If you go on that, we do calls every couple of weeks with mission partners, and we've been recording some of those Zoom calls. So if you'd like to see a little bit about what we're doing in missions, go to that page or that site, and you'll see some of our interviews with some of our mission partners, local and global.
Wow. Very cool. So 201. I think it sounds like you guys probably going to be all right. You'd be established. I think you'll make it. After 200 years, I think you're going
to
make it.
Hopefully we'll make it to 202.
Yeah.
Who came first, your church or the city of Maine?
Yeah. Are you older than
I should know that. I'm pretty sure the church, anybody from the city of Maine can call in and correct me, but I think the church. Maybe, though, actually, I take that back because we were applauded.
1820, you guys were founded.
Yeah,
right?
We do have a map where we're applauded. We have a history wall in our church, and we are on the city map plot. So, actually, I don't know.
So, yeah, whenever.
It's under dispute.
I don't know when Maumee was incorporated.
1817, so shortly.
Oh, okay. 3 years on you.
Oh, man, almost.
All right, well, Pastor, thank you so much for being in this morning. It's great to have you with us.
I look forward to it, and I'll see you all tomorrow.